You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Four Republicans are running for an open state House seat that includes most of Allegan County. Bob Janetsky cannot run for re-election in the 80th State House District because of term limits. Cindy Gamrat is one of four Republicans seeking her party's nomination. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself and why you're running for State House.
Well, I decided to run because I am very concerned about our liberties and freedoms and want to make sure that they're passed down to our children and grandchildren. My father grew up in Germany under Hitler, and so he immigrated to the United States after World War II. So freedom and liberty is something that our family's never taken for granted. We realize that freedom isn't free. And as I see government encroaching more and more into our lives, I get concerned because as it does that, there's an inverse relation to our individual freedoms.
One of the things you say on your website is that you want to keep any tax increases to a minimum. When it comes to road repair and maintenance, are you willing to consider an increase in the gas tax or an increase in vehicle registration fees to pay for that?
No, the way I would approach the budget for road repair or anything else that comes before the legislature is by prioritizing. You know, when I do my budget at home, I have to prioritize and pay my house payment utilities first before I go buy a boat. And if I look at the state government's budget, first I think we need to start with the Constitution and what, as a state, are we responsible for, that the responsibilities are set before us by the people that we need to do and do well. And I think those should be the priorities in the budget, and so should be earmarked to make sure that they get the funding. And so when you look at roads in particular, roads and infrastructure is included. They are in our Constitution and something that should be prioritized. And so first and foremost, I would prioritize in the budget and have roads prioritized over, let's say, green buses or trails or beautification projects and those kinds of things.
Now, the governor has said that, you know, we're looking at probably needing, you know, over $1 billion. Is there specific, you know, can you find enough savings in the budget that you could come up with that much money for road repair and maintenance?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a variety of ways you can probably approach it. You could earmark a certain percentage of our current gas tax toward that, like 2%, and get a portion of it. And if you look at the budget, it's over $50 billion right now. And each department, there's a certain percentage, and it varies from 5% to up to 20% of each department's budget that is not given a line item or earmarked towards something, a specific function. And so I think there are a lot of ways that we can reprioritize our state budget to meet the needs of taking care of the priorities that we have before us.
You're a supporter of school choice. Do you believe that the state should be exercising any more efforts to promote accountability amongst charter schools after some of the things that were reported in the Detroit Free Press recently?
I think that, of course, any tax dollars that are spent, we're responsible as a state to make sure that they're being spent wisely and efficiently and effectively, to have that fiscal responsibility for the taxpayers of Michigan. And so when I look at oversight, I would think that that would pertain to anywhere that tax dollars go. And if any tax dollars go to charter schools, then that oversight needs to be there for those tax dollars. However, I am a proponent of school choice. I think ultimately what that question comes down to is, and the purpose of education is providing a quality education and giving those options to those parents for every child in Michigan. And so for some, that might be the public school in their area. For some, it might be a charter school. And for some, I homeschool. And so just giving parents choices of quality education for their children.
You have a pretty long section on your website on the issue of abortion. What further restrictions or regulations on abortion would you favor in Michigan, or would you try to enact if you're in the state legislature?
I believe life begins at conception, and so when I look at an innocent life, whether they're preborn or whatever age, I believe that life should be protected and have the same protection under the Constitution that you or I would. And so I would like to pass a Life at Conception Act in the state legislature that would protect the lives of the unborn baby. And in Michigan specifically, that would save about 23,000 lives of Michigan babies a year.
Cindy Gamrat, thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Cindy Gamrat is one of four Republicans who is seeking her party's nomination in the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.